Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Quay, the supervisor you requested. How may I help you?
Hey, Quay, how are you?
I'm doing well, and you?
I'm doing good. So I was just talking to Asia, which she was able to assist me, but was not able to really give me any more clear information as to like the website or any emails. She was able to tell me that I was in some membership for some pans, but was not able to get me to get back to where the terms and the conditions as to a charge of like $67 and some change that would be coming out every month. So that kind of just baffled me that this is a company that's able to return funds back, but whenever a member or a customer is asking for a request of the terms and the conditions that they agreed to, we don't have any information to give them back.
Well, I'd be happy to take a look at the account. May you verify your shipping address and your first and last name?
Okay, my first name is Robert. Last name is Nelson. The shipping address was 16940 South US Highway 231, apartment C23, Midland City, Alabama 36350.
Okay, and I do show here, let's see. Okay, so yeah, I want to re-explain everything because I do show here it was for our cookware entry that she did place on December the 3rd. Now, I'm sure she already said that it does come with a monthly membership where you do receive a $125 voucher. Now, we can get an email sent back out with the terms and conditions that you did, you know, that you agreed to before you placed the, you know, the cookware entry. It just has to be emailed out to you. And that team order does take up to 24 hours for it to get emailed back out to you. But I can
Oh,
definitely
that's
submit your
fine.
request.
Yeah, that's fine because I got an email through Kohl's and it was wanting me to do a survey for the purchase that I had just recently made, and somehow it was directed from Kohl's to the website for this, because on there it never even showed me the set. It just showed me an actual pot. And so when I looked on there, I was looking at comments before I even kind of like decided to put my information in for the shipping. So I was like, well, okay, well, maybe this looks legit as far as that part. So then when today I saw that there was a pending charge, I'm like, I'm gonna have to check that out on there. And then that's when she told me about a membership. And I'm like, I have plenty of sets of pots. I don't need another set. But if I am going to be necessarily awarded for doing something for the business, then I don't mind doing that. So that's what threw me whenever she could not give me any information of a website that I used or, you know, any type of email that was sent out. That's the only reason how I would have gotten it.
So are you saying the email of, well, the website is bargaindealswarehouse.com, but the email you, as you stated, that you received via the, you know, the email that you did have and you did see the cookware set. And then that is why, you know, I show where you did pay. Now you paid the $5.74 with your
Right.
MasterCard ending in 1571. Now,
Right.
and it, I mean, we can email, I definitely submitted the request to get your terms and conditions re-emailed back out to you. What you did agree to with that cookware set, you know, the entry that you did place, and then also about it explaining the monthly membership as well too, because you get a $125 voucher, you do pay the $67.32, and now not only do you get that, your chances of winning does increase for that next month. But now if you do win, what happens is, you know, the email is sent out that you have won it, and then it's just automatically sent to you. That's why you pay the shipping and handling costs up front. So just like the membership is like it comes with it, but then it also is a safety net. So therefore, if you do not win, you still get a $125 voucher that's sent out to you.
Yeah, and see, I never got any confirmation of an email once I submitted it. So I saw the charge that came out, and I'm like, okay, cool. And then all of a sudden, then I saw the 67 today. I'm like, oh, uh-uh.
Because we even sent out after you placed this initial purchase, because it is stated, you know, in the terms when you place it. But then we also sent out the terms as well before we 2 days before we even charge, because you have up to 24 to 48 hours to cancel from when you initially make the, you know, the entry, which is on December the 3rd. So you had up until, you know, we sent it out up until December the 5th. So therefore, we do know, okay, if we don't get a response or call in about canceling out anything, then it means, okay, the customer has agreed to it, again, for the second time, because it is stated before you place the order, and also we emailed it out to you. And then if you don't give us any call back, then, yes, you're going to be charged on the 8th, which in your case is the 8th. You know, you're charged the monthly membership fee, because that is what was agreed to when you first entered. Then also we email it out to you. And the email we got on file is rnelson120700@gmail.com. So that's the email address that we have been sending everything to. Your voucher was in the email. And then also you received the email to, like, on Brown the 5th about what you did subscribe to when you did make the entry. So we've been sending everything to the email address that we do have.
And what's it called that would be coming in?
Yes, ma'am. So first and foremost, it'll be for your entry, you know, the terms and conditions, the entry for that. Then also, it's going to be a $125 voucher. Now, that's sent out on the 8th, because you received that one before, right when you're about to be charged. So you should have received two emails from us prior to us even, you know, getting to the charge point.
What's the email that I would have received? Like, what's the name of it?
Yes, ma'am, Bargain Deals Warehouse, or either we have a secondary one, depending on the time in which you subscribe, Bargain Discount Warehouse. And we did, actually, I verified the email that we do have on file, and that is the email that was sent out.
And when I look that up, in my search bar,
mm-hmm.
I don't have anything that's coming up. And
what, did you check your spam?
Say that one more time, Quay.
Did you check your spam?
I'm going to check the spam.
And then also, the date time frame, look around December the 5th and also look around the 8th, because you still will have a voucher in your email and also the terms and conditions. So I'm getting both of those resent out. Let's see.
Yeah, I'm going to my spam, and I don't have anything with Bargain Deals Warehouse.
And also Bargain Discount Warehouse.
Bargain Discount Warehouse.
Yeah, and that's in your email is what we do have on file. And I'm showing here the timestamp is going to be for the verification of the terms and condition is showing here was December the 5th at 1:42 p.m. Then also the timestamp for the email on the voucher was sent out on December the 7th at 1:58 a.m. because it's before we even make the order. And everything is saying delivered successfully. So we didn't get any rejections when we sent the emails out.
Right. And there's nothing coming up in my search bar at all for spam, for promotions, or anything.
Well, yes,
so I don't know. But it's just weird that this is the same information that I asked Asia that she could not give me. And when I asked to be transferred to a supervisor, it was almost like a block in, well, we hold the same ability to be able to do the same thing. And I'm like, I never once told you that you were not doing your job. I just needed more information. But if she could have just said that, hey, I can't give that to you, I'll have my supervisor, then I would be a little different. But I'm like, not all of that is just very fishy, but I'll be looking out for the email as far as the terms and the conditions on that. But again, I didn't get anything on those two things that you just told me to put in. I don't get anything.
Okay. So what I just did on my end, I did resubmit the request for the vouchers and the terms and conditions to get resent out to you. so therefore you can see it. And also with the voucher email, it's going to clarify everything, but sum up everything I did just state, and also give you the websites and explain that a little more thorough to you as well. But now that team, it does take up to 24 hours. Now, typically it's only like an hour, like about 2-3 hours after the call. But I know that team, I do have to advise, it can take up to 24 hours for them to reach out everything to you. But definitely I submitted the request for you. And now I do show here, yes, the account is canceled. And also the refund, it was successful. It takes 3 to 5 days to get that successfully processed back over, but it was successfully submitted. And then also, did she get the confirmation number? That the account was canceled?
She gave me the cancellation number, but not a confirmation number of anything else if I needed that.
Well, yeah, so the cancellation number, it does confirm that the account was canceled and also that the refund was successfully submitted on our end.
Okay.
So, again, it does take 3 to 5 business days for that to go through.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, I'll be looking out for the email, and if I don't get in within 24 hours, I'll just call back just to check on that.
Well, yes, man. You can definitely give us a call back in.
All right. Thank you so much, Quay.
You're welcome, and thanks for calling customer support.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.